Express delivery over time. Delivering fruit to Chang'an. A long time ago, in the Tang Dynasty, 618 to 907 CE, Emperor Xuanzong wanted his favorite lady to taste fresh lychee fruit. So, he sent a group of fast horse riders to bring the fruit from afar to Chang'an, present-day Xi'an, Shanxi province. They travelled hundreds of kilometres every day. When the fruit finally arrived, the lady smiled happily. This is perhaps the most famous story of express delivery in China's history. However, there were delivery people even longer ago, in the Shang Dynasty, circa 1600 to 1046 BCE. But they sent messages, not packages. Some of these messengers stayed with the king, always ready to deliver his orders. The work was hard. They sometimes had to walk for more than 40 days over 600 kilometers. Riding through history. During the Western Zhou Dynasty, 1046 to 771 BCE, messengers relied on riding horses or using horse carriages to deliver important papers. In the spring and autumn period, 770 to 476 BCE, delivery became much faster than before, through the use of relays. There were rest stops along the way for relay messengers and their horses. These rest stops were called post houses. People and horses could take a break here. The messengers could get new horses or give papers to new messengers for the journey ahead. There were many post houses across the country in different sizes. Some were very big, but some were small. Special messengers. In Chinese history, there are stories of some special messengers. One of them was a clever dog named Huang Er, or Yellow Ears. During the Jin Dynasty, 266 to 420 CE, a famous writer named Lu Ji missed his hometown. So, he jokingly asked his dog, Huang Er, "Can you deliver messages for me?" To everyone's surprise, the dog wagged his tail. It said yes. Lu Ji wrote a letter, put it in a bamboo tube, and tied it around the dog's neck. The dog then ran back to Lu Ji's hometown and even brought back a reply. From then on, Huang Er became known as a messenger dog. While dogs are not very often used to send messages, pigeons are. Jiang Juling, a famous Tang Dynasty poet, had lots of pigeons when he was young. Whenever he wanted to talk to his friends and family, he tied letters to the pigeons' legs. Then, they would fly to deliver the messages. A more surprising way to send messages is using kites. Zhang Pi, a Tang military leader, was once surrounded by an enemy army. He wrote a letter for help and tied it to a big kite. The enemy soldiers shot arrows at the kite, but they all missed. Luckily, the message reached the support army. Zhang Pi and people in the city were saved. Home delivery. Back in the Northern Song Dynasty, 960 to 1127, people not only delivered messages, but also brought meals right to homes. In the city of Bianliang, now Kaifeng, Henan Province, people would order cooked food to enjoy at home, instead of cooking themselves. This was an early form of takeaway service in China's history. In the famous painting along the river during the Qingming Festival, there's a person like a delivery man. He is holding two large bowls and chopsticks and is hurrying to deliver them to someone's home. Guards of Wealth. In the Qing Dynasty, 1644 to 1911, a special business called Biaoju, or guard service, flourished. The service was very important, especially for rich business people. At that time, transportation was not as developed as today, and long journeys were often dangerous. Biaoju had fighters with martial arts skills. They took on different tasks, such as delivering important letters and goods. They also helped to protect people. For example, when retired officials went back to their hometowns, they paid Biaoju for fighters to keep them and their things safe. Delivery heroes. Today, because of online shopping, delivery services are growing fast. This means many delivery workers are needed. These workers play a key role in daily life because they bring goods right to people's doors. They travel around and work hard to deliver packages on time. During the parade for the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China, delivery workers rode proudly in front of Tiananmen. This shows how important their jobs are. Robots at work. In 2020, Zhejiang University in China made news with its special type of delivery. They used robots to deliver packages. In busy places with many people and cars, the robots can quickly choose the best way to go. This has made package delivery on campus much easier. Zhejiang University was the first university in the world to do this. Using robots to deliver packages is very fast. It is also good for the environment, as it helps cut down pollution. In the future, more robots will be used to make delivery greener. Changes over time. Today, China's delivery industry is growing very fast. In 2024, there were over 10 billion packages every month across the country. This number keeps going up. The speed of delivery is also becoming faster and faster. In many places, packages can arrive in half a day, or even quicker. They are also packed in new ways. These ways are better for the environment. From messengers of the past to delivery workers and smart robots today, we can see how old ways have changed to new ones. This also shows how technology has changed over time. Word bank, anniversary, express, from afar, lychee, martial arts, messenger, pigeon, poet, relay, rider, takeaway, wag.